Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 15, Letter Number 5441, Baruch Hashem, the 11th day of Iyar Tavshin Yudzayim, Brooklyn, to the Honorable Mr. Yitzchok Sheyichya Chaskin. Peace and blessings. The Rebbe says, it was been a while that I had in mind to write to you. However, didn't get around to it because of all my preoccupations. And the Rebbe says, I want to express my enjoyment from your visit when you were here. He came to visit the Rebbe and the opportunity to get to know you face to face. Especially, the Rebbe said, it was pleasant to me to hear from you that you can tell that there has been a positive change or the attitude for religious matters, and that you utilize your influence in this area to the extent that you're able to. And mainly that as far as the future, you have plans and you have chances to that, and to increase this. So here he visited the Rebbe and they talked about furthering. I'm not sure the Rebbe is talking about the attitude for Yiddishkeit. Blessed Hashem should help that you should be able to fulfill your heart's desire as soon as possible. He wants to help and he has plans, and I'm not sure exactly, doesn't say here, but the Rebbe says the merit of the many who are benefiting from your support of matters of religion, of our Torah, the living Torah, that supports you in success in this. So you'll be successful because you're doing for Yiddishkeit, you're doing for the Torah. So that is something which in of itself gives you support. And this is not going to help you only in these matters, also in your personal matters. Especially, the Rebbe says also, the merit of your fathers is also supporting you. Because the Rebbe says, as you related to me, when he visited the Rebbe, where you come from, the root of where you were carved out from, and that you trace your lineage to rabbis and Hasidim, so you have their support as well. And the Rebbe says, based also on the point that we had discussed, that even a physical item does not totally disappear. It doesn't get lost. If it's physical, it changes forms, but it doesn't get lost. How much more so a spiritual matter? The Rebbe says, the difference is only how great effective it is. In other words, if your parents had that spark and come from such good stock, so those goodness and those spiritual levels that they have certainly continue. The question is only to what degree? It didn't get lost. So how effective is their impact? So the Rebbe says, I am confident that your father inherit to you the characteristics of devoting yourself to everything that is holy amongst the Jewish people, which is the Jewish, that's the tradition that the parents passed along from the time they stood at Mount Sinai. So the Rebbe prays for him that you should go from strength to strength to reveal that dedication to what's holy for our Jewish people in a measure that keeps on growing. So the Rebbe basically says that nothing is lost, even physically. Certainly that spiritual lineage where you come from isn't lost in you. The only thing is, Rebbe says, you have that inherently. It should just be revealed, depending how the Rebbe blesses him, that you should go from strength to strength. reveal more and more your dedication to Yiddishkeit, whatever is holy to the Jewish people. So the Rebbe says, since based on the teaching of the Baal Shem Tov, that everything that happens is by divine providence, so it's not just a happening that our first meeting, and which I hope was the first time, will continue, will have a good in them, was on the eve of the seventh of Pesach, in which the sea was split. So we met on a very special day, on the day before Shvi Shel Pesach, the day of the splitting of the Yam Suf. The special benefits of this day is to strengthen each and every one amongst all of our people to recognize that we as Jews are not impressed from things that prevent and hold back. You know, here you have a sea in front of you. We're going to go. We're not impressed by that. Whether it's physical or natural, we just go straight and then the sea splits for us. That when you go to receive the Torah, just like then, today too, everything, the ocean split in front of them. Basically, we take the courage from what happened on Shvi Shel Pesach, the sea splitting when there was nowhere to go, that both spiritually and physically, we don't get impacted. We don't get worried about the obstacles. We march, we tread ahead, forward, and then we get in our way. So Rebbe is really pushing him to reveal his strength and his connection and to benefit the Jewish community, which is what the Rebbe wants everybody to be there to continue. So, while the Rebbe didn't write to him immediately after his visit, because as you see, he visited the Rebbe before Pesach, this was already Yud Aleph Iyar. More than, you know, a couple of weeks, like 3 weeks, but the Rebbe is writing to him to follow up on his conversation with Rebbe.